Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, and above all, courage in this hour and in this house. Our text, a reading from Esther. Great and courageous reading. I believe it was Archimedes who told us that if you would give me a lever long enough and a fulcrum, I'll lift the world. Why? We are to lift the world. We are to lift the world to Jesus Christ. Why do you think you're here? Except to lift the whole world to Him. We are through with a maintenance ministry, a ministry that is satisfied with what is and what was and never could be. We are here to lift the world to Jesus Christ. Why, it seems to me if we opt for that choice, we need to first of all understand history. We live in a fallen world, you and I. A lost world, a dying world. We need to understand that. And our picture of the United Nations is a beautiful paradigm of Babel. For our world is cursed and dying and in chaos and rebellion under sin. We need to understand we live in a dying world. A world that is hopeless and helpless. We need to understand history in that God has granted His love and grace to our world. We are here to understand that God has not abandoned history, though history has abandoned God. We need to understand that God, out of all eternity, so loved a fallen world, a rebellious world, that He designated His one and only Son as the only one who was capable of doing something about a fallen, dying world. He sent the Son. And if we would understand history, we must understand that He is the focal point and the centerpiece of all history. Without Him, there isn't any. We must understand history in the sense that Jesus Christ was so committed to His ministry that He gave Himself unto the death of the cross. He who is God for a fallen world, to redeem history of which you and I are part. We need to understand that history has a terminal point. It is not cyclical and endless and forever. There is a span to our days and a moment of beginning and a moment of end and that omega point, which is Jesus Christ, to which we all are traveling. He is the end, the terminal point of all history. We need to understand history, do we not? And then it seems to me we need an awareness. We need an awareness of God's imperatives. First and foremost, of course, the imperative to believe the gospel. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved, you and your house, That's an imperative. Spoken not just to one jailer, but to all seminarians and to all the world. We need to heed the imperative. Fresh every day by word and with opportunity that blessed Lord's Supper, and to remind and remember the baptism that is ours. We need to be aware of God's imperative, not only of to believe, but also to disciple. We are called to be disciples, not merely believers. Do I remember correctly? Did he not say, I will make you fishers of men? Did he not say that? We are called to be disciples, learners, students of his word, of him, imitators and copiers. We are called to disciple, which means to be his ambassador and representative in this fallen, terminal world. We need to be aware of the imperative that he calls us sinners. I seem to remember a man who sat at a table, and our Lord said to him, this unsavory character, follow me. I do not remember he put the word sinner after the follow me. He didn't have to, did he? God has never called supermen to be his disciples and believers. He calls sinners. You and I can stand with Paul on that one. Of whom we are chief. We need to be aware of God's imperative in the Great Commission, of which we heard so much in this past week. And pray God it touched your heart as it touched mine. Go and make disciples of all nations. Everyone. None to be excluded. Who do we think we are? To pick and choose. Say, I seem to have forgotten the text. Why, I haven't mentioned it. Aha, but I have. For if we need to have an understanding of history and an awareness of God's imperatives, we need a sense of commitment. For without it, what we have said means nothing to us, or may I add, to him. For he came and gave his life and shed his blood to redeem all men, to remove all sin and all guilt, and to call all men his children. In order to do that, to bring that great commission and that great message out to the world and to the nations, without a sense of commitment, we do nothing. We need, it seems to me, first of all, a sense of destiny. Maybe Shakespeare had it well. There is a destiny that guides our way, rough hew them though we will. Why am I here? That's it. For me, under Christ, there is a destiny that guides my steps and my ways, rough hew them though I try. What did Mordecai say to Esther? Who knows? If you are not here in the kingdom for such a time as this, have you asked yourself that? A sense of destiny? Who knows if you are not here for such a time as this, for what we've heard and gleaned and placed within our hearts these days? We need what I consider perhaps the most striking an important touch within the text. Go and gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night and day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, Mordecai. And if I perish, I perish. A sense of dread. Who knows if we were called to the kingdom as for a destiny such as this? And people, think well on the sense of dread with which Esther wrestles. I go against my better judgment, against all that's written in the laws and this and that. But if I perish, I perish. When you make a decision under Jesus Christ, keep a sense of dread and awe within your heart. For we make no bargains with one another, we only bargain with one. And if I go, and if I cross the Rubicon, and I perish, I perish. We need a sense of presence. If we accept his challenge and his mission, and we literally go to every corner of the globe to lift it to Christ, we go with a sense of his presence. Lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the world, the total end, time-wise, space-wise, every place, every time, I'm with you. We go not alone. Well, there you have it. Lift the world to Christ. That's why you're here and you're going to be out there. But you need an understanding of history. We need to understand we live in a fallen world. We need to understand that this fallen world has been an object of his grace and his mercy and his compassion and his will. We need to understand that history has been infiltrated by the incarnate one, the Son. We need to understand that there's a great commission given, that all the world must have this. We need to have an awareness of his imperatives, to believe him, to be his disciples, to know I'm a sinner and weak and without him I'm nothing, and to heed his command to go. We need a sense of commitment. We need a sense of destiny. I'm here not by luck or fate, but by the grace of God. We need a sense of dread that what I do is a serious call. It is not a trifling matter. And by his grace, when I go, And if I perish, I perish. We need a sense of his presence. We do not go alone. Never alone. Never alone. But in the full power of his might and his presence. So that when we stand at the end and terminal point of history, you will hear him say with all the saints, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.